This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The June Dairy Products Report had a few surprises in it, but likely isn't going to influence the market. Not according to StoneX Dairy's Dave Krzyzewski. He'll talk about it with Lee Melke on our Milky Monday, coming up next.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dave, the Agriculture Department issued its June Dairy Products Report last Wednesday. What were some of the highlights or concerns that you saw in it?
The Dairy Products Report tends to not move markets, and I think that's the case here. But, you know, cheese production came in about 12 million pounds lighter than we were expecting, whereas non-fat, for example, the non-fat stocks were like 20 million pounds heavier than we were expecting. So we called it kind of neutral for cheese and a little bit more bearish on the butter and powder side of things. But I got to tell you, Lee, I don't know that the report matters so much. I mean, it's good to see the numbers. But as we walk into August here, we're getting into a different time of year demand-wise. And I think if you look at the GDT numbers from last week as well, they've been weak for six or seven events in a row. With the S&P was actually up a little bit, but powders generally have been weaker. But if you look at the number, the absolute dollar value, you're at $3,000 a metric ton or greater. In my very simple mind, I look at that and say, well, if you're over $3,000 a metric ton, that's kind of the benchmark for bull market or bear market. If you're below that level, you're in kind of more of a bear market. If you're above that level, you're in kind of more of a bull market. So I look at this whole summer as a correction in prices domestically and globally. So I'm not real shaken up by the report.
Now, USDA invited offers to purchase fresh milk and string cheese last week for the food assistance and school lunch programs. Will that help any?
I think so. And I think it gave at least an initial move on the markets to maybe people take some short positions out of the market. You get a little bit of a boost when that happened last week. However, the absolute number that they're looking at buying did exceed our expectations. So we knew that they were going to be buying something, and this number is a little bit stronger than we thought. So that's it's a good sign. And of course, it remains to be seen what the Delta variant does here as we go into the fall.
Dave Krzyzewski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
That's South Dakota cattle producer Justin Tupper demonstrating his cattle auctioneering skills during a Senate Ag Committee hearing a few days ago, making the point that not many cattle are sold that way anymore. In fact, not many cattle are sold even through a negotiated market. Formula transactions make up 60-70% of cattle sales. Those are hard for anyone to figure out as far as prices or how the prices were derived. However, starting next week, USDA will start issuing two new market news reports designed to give people a better idea of formula pricing and how those prices are derived, how they differ from reported negotiated prices. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says this is just part of a major USDA initiative with this goal in mind.
To create a more open, more transparent, and fairer market for our producers.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Hi, I'm Michael Peterson. Did you know that tractor accidents are the number one killer of children on the farm? Well, these accidents can easily be prevented. Still, it seems like part of the farming tradition is to get children up on the tractor. And don't be fooled by thinking an enclosed cab is safe either. Even if they ask to ride, never let your child get on a tractor. Brought to you by the Childhood Agricultural Safety Network.
A new offering on My Plate, thanks to Alexa. It's called My Plate Alexa Skill. This is a digital tool that will help parents and those that take care of infants and toddlers up to 24 months old. Stacy Dean is Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services for USDA.
You know that over half of Americans are aware of MyPlate, which just means there's so many folks are trying to shift and change their eating just to be a little bit more healthy. The real goal is to make sure folks understand what healthy eating looks like and make it clear that it's within reach for all of us.
More at myplate.gov/myplateassistant. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.